Well, friends, good morning again. I don't know how many of you actually noticed on the board outside the theme of this talk. It didn't come soon enough to go in the advance publicity. Sometimes these thoughts arrive rather late. The theme for this morning is metals and mutation. I hope it sounds mysterious. Because people love mystery and complexity. That's what Hazrat Inayat Khan encountered. He said, you tell people the truth, they just think they haven't received anything, but if you wrap it up in a mystery or two, they're very happy. They say, oh, that's good. So metals and mutation. Well, why metals? Perhaps you've noted the theme of the summer school this year. Meet life with what? A smile. Yes, exactly. Meet life with a smile. And if you've done your work properly and memorized the entire Gayan and Vadan, you know that that's based on one of the sayings in the rules, in the golden rules, which is a little more elaborate. We shortened it for the sake of the publicity, but In the Gayan, it says, meet the world with smiles in all conditions of life. Meet the world with smiles in all conditions of life. Well, that sounds difficult, but not impossible. Maybe, yeah. In those moments when we don't feel like smiling, maybe we could have some kind of cosmetic surgery or an appliance, or we could try taking some drugs so that we're always smiling. Those rules are very interesting, something that we don't think about very much is the way they are grouped. There are the golden rules, yes, but there are also iron rules, copper, silver, and gold. And an interesting exercise for yourself, you might want to try sometime. Cut them out, well, photocopy, and then cut up the photocopy. You don't want to cut up your precious book. Cut them out and mix them up, and then try to sort them out into which you think is iron, which you think is gold, which you think is silver, which you think is copper. And then that forces you to think about what is being addressed in this rule. What aspect of character are we dealing with in this rule? And of course, it's not that some people are very iron, so these rules are for them, and some people are more copper, so these rules are for them. No. We all have all levels of possibility and accomplishment within ourselves. So these speak to us all at every level. But the question is, where does this speak to me? For example, be polite to all. Now, if you don't know, I wonder which metal you might think that belongs to. Some people I know it. I'm hearing them saying it's copper. It's copper. Be polite to all sounds very fine. You might think, well, gold, I guess. No, it's copper. This one is easy. Harm no one for your own benefit. Iron. Yes, it's very dense. It's very... If you need that advice, you're really down at quite a deep level. How about this one? Do not make a show of your generosity. Someone laughs. If we are generous. Do not make a show of your generosity. Well, iron, yeah, you might think so, because it's really, it speaks about ego, doesn't it? In fact, it's silver. Perhaps, I don't want to overinterpret these. I'm only proposing this as a way of investigating for yourself. But perhaps it's in the silver, because if it's our iron nature, we wouldn't even think of being generous, perhaps. Whereas if we've attained to actually thinking about giving something, that's pretty good. But then don't show off. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. And then, of course, there is this saying that we've taken for our summer school. Meet the world, meet life with a smile, or meet the world with smiles in all conditions of life. How can we do that? How can we possibly do that? Well, the idea, I think, behind these rules is not that they are meant as regulations that we put on the wall, you know. Meet the world with a smile, turn off your cell phone, be home by 9. They are there as ways of tuning ourselves so that we can make the most of those different aspects of ourselves. We have iron in our character, in our nature, for a purpose. We need that sometimes. Sometimes we need that strength. We need that. There may be some work to accomplish that we need some iron in our spirit. And we may need copper. Copper is a good conductor of electricity, among other things. But the idea is that we should be able to perfect each of those aspects of our nature, because humanity is meant to be perfectible. Remember what it said in the Bible. I'm sure you all read that this morning when you got up. I say this morning when you got up because it's in the first book of the Bible. God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he him. In other words, it's not just man that's in the image of God. It's woman also. And both together are in the image of God. Well, if we are created in the image of God, what does that mean? How do we understand that? How do we experience that divinity? And then, of course, we remember, because we read, not because we were there, that Jesus said, "Be ye perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect." We look at each other, and if we're honest, we look in the mirror and we say, perfect? What fantasy is this? What can that mean? And then, of course, also, in the Quran, It says, man was destined to be the caliph of all beings, the khalif of all beings. In other words, the ruler of all beings. And that's also in the Old Testament, in the Bible. After God makes man in his image, he gives man dominion over all of nature. What is that? What does that mean? When we look at the mess the environment is in now, of course, we feel some resistance against this promise, scriptural promise, that we're supposed to have dominion over all of nature. And often that attitude, that religious attitude, has been terribly misused, not just in the environment, but in every human affair. This year, we're commemorating, or at least some people are commemorating, 100 years since the beginning of the First World War. In the First World War, which was a terrible calamity for all of humanity, basically both sides claimed that God was on their side. Both sides. How does that work? Oh, well, God wants us to win. We're fighting with God on our side. Poor God. We can only be perfect. We can only fulfill our duty as the caliph, the ruler. We can only have dominion over all insofar as we give up our individuality. Because it's exactly our claim to be an individual that makes a mess of things when we try to look after the world and say, okay, I think it should be like this. Here's what Hazrat Inayat Khan said about that surah from the Quran. Man was destined to be the khalif of all beings. He said, the above surah can be rightly understood when we see that all beings in the world are employed for man, being controlled and ruled by him, obeying his command. All the secret of their nature is disclosed to him, that he may utilize them for the purpose for which they are meant. But part of our challenge is to discover that purpose. Just because we have the power doesn't mean we have the understanding. We have to also have the understanding. In the view of a Sufi, every atom of the universe relates the fact that every being evolves towards the stage of man. The proof of this can be found by the study of nature. This starts to sound a little bit like the dance that we saw this morning, the creation. When the waters receded and love made the rocks turn into trees and so on. The mountains, hills, rocks, pebbles, trees, leaves, fruits, flowers, beasts, birds, insects, worms, and so forth all show, both in their forms and attributes, that they are a stage of evolution, preparatory of the human being. This proves to us the fact that it is man for whom the whole creation was purposed. And in the perfection of man, the tide of evolution reaches its ultimate height. Moreover, it is man who may rightly be called the seed of God, for in him alone, intelligence develops so perfectly that he not only appreciates God's works and worships him, but he is even enabled to attain self-sufficiency and all-pervading consciousness with the everlasting life of Allah. Man realizes his perfection in Allah, and Allah realizes his perfection in man.